The Albright Knox Art Gallery closed to the public earlier this month and will not reopen its doors until 2022. In the meantime, it will undergo a $160 million expansion that will see the addition of a new building, growing the visitor space by an estimated 30,000 square feet. Alice Jacobs is the current board president.
Many town hall meetings, focus groups, surveys, conversations to ensure that we heard and included many voices in developing our plans. And out of this work emerged our vision for the future of the Albright Knox Gundlach, to flourish as an exceptional hub of artistic and creative energies that enriches and transforms people's lives in our community, our nation, and the world.
Fundraising was fueled in great part by a challenge grant from Western New York native Jeffrey Gundlach, who first put up more than $40 million, then added $10 million more. And at Friday's ceremony, he announced he's opening his checkbook yet again.
To honor Albright, preserve his legacy, and help punch the ball of the AK360 campaign into the end zone, I am contributing an additional $10 million to the campaign so that...
His latest investment will cover the construction of a bridge linking the 1905 building built by John Albright to the new facility. When it reopens in 2022, it will be known as the Albright Knox Gundlach Art Museum. In the meantime, Albright Knox will host an art project space on Northland Avenue on Buffalo's east side and roll out its new mobile art truck to bring hands-on art education into the community. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.